News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Interesting new study published in the Journal of Child Psychiatry and Psychology this morning. Parents unlikely to be at fault if their children are fussy eaters is the finding of the research. We're joined by dietitian and founder of Eat Well, Sarah Keogh. Sarah, you're probably unsurprised by this.
No, it builds on what we already know. And what this report very briefly kind of said was that we know that fussy eating can have a genetic component. We know it peaks around the age of 7 and then tends to sort of fall down. So in that sense, it's nothing new, but it is interesting to see more research looking at it. I suppose the one takeaway I would have from that is that there is some types of fussy eating that are very much genetic, and then there are others that have lots of other causes. So, you know, I would always say it's, you know, don't go blaming parents, because, you know, raising kids is hard enough as it is, but there is still a lot we can do. And sometimes, you know, if we think, oh, it's genetic, we can just ignore it. But actually, there's a huge amount we can do to manage it for kids.
So what can we do? Because there'll be many parents listening this morning that do have fussy eaters at home.
There's lots of different things. And, you know, it does depend on sort of what the background is to it. So with some kids, maybe up to weaning, they didn't have a huge exposure to lots of different foods, and particularly lots of different textures. And it is the feel of the food in the mouth that is the big, big factor for a lot of kids. So one thing I'd say to any parents of young kids is, you know, move through things like purees and smooth and mashed foods quite quickly. By the time a child is a year old, they should be eating kind of all textures except, you know, nuts and things like that, so that they're so used to what broccoli feels like, tomatoes feel like, and all of that. And that actually heads off a lot of fussy eating. But also, if you are baby-led weaning, make sure your baby does get purees, soft, wet foods as well. Because I do work with a lot of parents who've had baby-led weaning and they're brilliant on the hard stuff. But, you know, things like, you know, spaghetti bolognese are an issue. So lots of textures before sort of 18 months. After that, for a lot of kids, it's exposing to the food in safe ways. Because for a lot of kids, by the time I'd see parents and kids in clinic, there's a huge stress around eating, and kids are nearly terrified to eat. So we kind of take all of that raw stress that just finishes. And what you're doing is you might do things like getting children cooking. Now, we do lots of baking with children. You know, we make biscuits and cakes with them, but you need to actually get them cooking spaghetti bolognese and scrambled eggs and stuff like that. And what you'll do with a fussy eating child there is they're exposed to the food in the sense that they're touching it, smelling it, and, you know, they're licking their fingers, so they're probably inadvertently tasting it. But it's a low pressure environment, so they don't feel like they have to eat it. And that exposure after time sometimes can make it a lot easier for them to actually eat more foods as time goes on. So there are two places I'd start with it.
Okay, so get them cooking. That's the main advice, is it?
I'd really start there for a lot of kids, yeah. It's a lot of it's just around exposure, tiny tastes and things like that. And the cooking is, as I said, it's a low-pressure way for them to actually start doing that, and it can work really well.
Sound advice. A dietitian, founder of Eat Well, Sarah Keogh, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
I totally get the texture thing. I've still never eaten a Weetabix, ever.
Really?
Yeah, never. Because when I was a kid, I used to look at them and I didn't like mushy food. I don't really like bananas. There's mush food I don't like. And I still have never eaten one. And my own kids say to me, but Mum, if you don't leave the milk on for too long, they stay crunchy and they're quite nice. And that makes me go, oh, maybe.
You don't like oysters either for that reason.
That's a texture thing too. I'm one of those texture people.
Yeah. I'm dead.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.